Out to Dylan Kadar for three, left wing. This one's in and out, no good. Rebound Bixman for USA. Bixman had an injury last year. Been slow to return from that, but starting to come to his full might here. He's only a sophomore, 6'4", sophomore for USA. Connor Gettle, right wing, 1:10 remains in the fourth. Connor Gettle, acting point guard against Nathan Seaman, drilling to his right, flowing locks of hair for Connor Gettle. Micah Kramer back to the top against Kadar. Kramer's putting a USA dribbling clinic on right now.
They want to just go ahead and dribble the game
out. Less than a minute to play. Fernandez picks his dribble up with the left wing, extended over to Bixman. Bixman back to Kramer. 50 seconds left. 5-0. 68-51. USA will improve to 20-0 on the season. Keegan Bixman to Gettle. Back to Kramer. 38 seconds left now.
USA is not going to take another shot.
The first time USA beat Harbor Beach this season is by 15, 59-44. Right now it's sitting at 17, and Kramer draws the foul. Kadar will be called on that one. That's his third, team's 14th. Micah Kramer goes to the free throw line for two shots. He's 3-for-4 from the free throw line all in this quarter. 68-51, 28.9 seconds left in the District's 96 semifinal. USA will punch their ticket and will take on the winner of their next game between Bannex and Cass City as the first free throw is good from Kramer. Shift change for Harbor Beach. Kadar sits down. Devin Puff sits down. Parker Yon sits down. Michael Anderson Vazari down. So substitution now coming in for USA. Number 21, Cody Bamkamp gets some time. Keith Ryerson for the first time tonight, as is number 33, Chase Suber. Second free throw from Micah Kramer. And this one is good. So Kramer will sit down, replaced by Joey Gola, number 32. Also playing his last moments for Harbor Beach, that was Devin Fingle, 5'11 senior, number 10. Not a ton of offense, but one of those critical players as does all those intangibles for Harbor Beach. Pinnell, the foreign exchange student for Harbor Beach in, as well as Luke Woodkey, a freshman out there, number 11. Mason Booms, a sophomore. The future of the program out on the court right now for Harbor Beach. Kramer feeds it into Seaman, and it's tipped out of bounds, and it will be USA ball. 13 turnovers now for Harbor Beach. 9 seconds left. USA 70. Harbor Beach 51. Fernandez dribbling the top of the key over to the right wing. Joey Gola takes the long three, and this one's no good. And the USA advances. Final score, USA 70. Harbor Beach 51. A commanding show from USA for the 20th time this season. USA advances to their 7th straight district final. They'll take on the winner of Bad Axe and Cass City. That game coming up next right here on the WNW Sports Network.
In 1948, Burton Ramsey opened Ramsey Funeral Home at the corner of 4th and State Street in Harbor Beach. Since then, technology and modern conveniences have changed the way we live. But one thing that cannot be replaced by a smartphone is at Ramsey Funeral Home. It's still our family serving yours. A family business spanning 3 generations, from Burton to now Warren and Ryan Ramsey, with the same values as when we opened our doors over 70 years ago. For more details, go to RamseyFH.com and find out why so many have trusted Ramsey Funeral Home since 1948. That's RamseyFH.com.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with Albert Insurance Agency to secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Hi, this is Mike from the Albert Insurance Agency. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, we can help. Your family is as important as ours. Call us in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113.
Is your credit so bad that even your mama will not lend you money?
No, no, no.
Hey, this is Rob from Network One Motors. For tax time this year, Network One Motors is going to help you out. Good credit, no credit, or challenge credit customers. Don't sweat it. Enroll in Network One Tax Refund Guaranteed Credit Program and receive a guaranteed tax refund approval. Enroll now and create a vehicle wish list for our tax refund sign-on and drive event. Just grab your driver's license and pay stub and come on down to Network One Motors, just west of 53 on 142 in Bad Axe.
Dear! Hello, Sarah? Where are you guys? You should have been home from practice by now.
Mom, I just hit a deer and went into the ditch.
Are you all right and is Jamie okay?
We're fine, Mom, but the car is stuck and it's damaged. Where's Dad?
Remember, Dad is on that hunting trip out west. Girls, we are on our own. Okay, call the police and get an accident report, and then call Top of the Hill Collision from Harbor Beach. They have a wrecker and do great body and paint work. Google Top of the Hill and get their phone number. I will be there and pick you up as soon as possible. Now, where are you at?
Since 1981, Top of the Hill Collision has been repairing accident-damaged vehicles back to high-quality specifications with a reputation second to none. A two-generation family business with over 35 years of quality collision repair experience.
This is DJ Will from Top of the Hill Collision Center in Harbor Beach. We offer guaranteed work, free courtesy cars, and 24-hour towing. If you want the best job in the thumb area on collision repair and 24-hour wrecker service, call us at the shop at 989-479-6870 or 24 hours at 989-553-5702.
USA Advances takes out Harbor Beach 70-51 for the second time this season. The first time was 15-point victory for USA, this time a 19-point victory. USA led by Micah Kramer with 18 points, Landon Zimmer at 15, and Mash Morton at 11. For Harbor Beach, they're led by Parker Yon by 21 points, Mason Yon at 13, then Evan and Dylan Kadar at 6, Evan Spaglinski at 5, Seaman at 4, and Michael Anderson at 2 points. It's time for our next upcoming broadcast, Bad Axe and Cassidy. And now, just like that, we're on to our second broadcast of the night. Now on the court, the Bad Axe Hatchets and the Cassidy Redhawks. Right here on the WLW Sports Network, Bad Axe and Cassidy going head-to-head. The winner of this one will take on quite the foe, the USA Patriots at 20-0 on the season. The Cassidy season has been consistent in the fact that they're winning, well, hasn't. When the Redhawks win, they followed up with either one or two losses. That happened in seven separate instances this season. Just once has Cassidy won two games in a row this year. Luckily for them, though, that was just over a week ago when they beat Harbor Beach and Vassar back-to-back.
I'll tell you what, Cassidy can be described as the tale of two cities. It depends on where they're at, away, home. Because on the road, well, it's not all that great, but at home, and that's where we're at, they could be really tough. And believe me, this could be a very interesting ball game.
Currently, Kansas City's on a two-game losing streak, Carroll and Reese. It was a close one at Carroll, but the Tigers hung on 45-49. They followed that loss up with another one 5 days ago to Reese, 29-65 for Kansas City. They lost to Bad Axe twice this season, 42-65, and then more recently, 39-50.
Losing only by 11 points on the road to the Hatchets. I mean, that bodes pretty well for the Hawks. An upset could happen tonight. We know it's not the first game.
Yeah, the Bad Axe season has their best record since 2016 when they went 21-1. Tonight, Bad Axe enters their bout with Kansas City with a 14-5 record. In their two wins over the Redhawks, they are boasting a 17-point win on average. Bad Axe is going for their second district championship since 2015.
I'll tell you what, the experience is there for the Hatchets. You know, they can play this bend but don't break kind of game, but can they afford to do that today?
Currently, they're on a one-game winning streak. Bad Axe took out the Lakers in the final game of the regular season. Took out Lakers 66-52 on Monday to face off with Kansas City tonight. With a win, BetX would get back to the district final for the first time since 2016 when they lost to USA in overtime 47-50.
Yep, BetX goals are just before them, and it's now within their grasp.
It's time for